Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So I love this story because I get to talk in a mean girl voice.
We've gotten a lot of mean kind of stories lately.
I really kind of feel like someone in the entertainment world is, I don't know, perpetuating this feud between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently, Kim didn't want to do the new Sex and the City number 3, which she said she didn't want to do like years ago. And then they went back because Sarah Jessica Parker wanted to do it and blah, blah, blah. Kim Cattrall said no. So there's this source that's telling these gossip sites that they're super angry at each other. And I love this quote. Okay. I'm going to say it in my best mean girl voice, okay?
Okay.
This is what the source says. Sarah is done with Kim. Period. It is over. She hopes she never sees Kim ever again. Sarah is hurt and most upset for the fans. Kim Cattrall's ridiculous demands have ended something that could have been great. Sarah thinks she's poison and will never be in the same room with her ever again. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Wow.
I've been working on that.
That really makes the words come off the page.
Makes it pop.
Yeah, it really makes it pop. Man, I hope that all gets figured out. I don't know. It's just a mess.
I think the two of them are in a room laughing right now.
You know what it is? It's probably all a ploy.
Yes.
So that some production company will be like, let's make this happen.
Let's make this happen. Whatever we need to do for Kim. And they're all going to reunite and it's all going to be happy.
Did anybody want a Sex and the City 3?
No.
No.
They want it.
Yeah, so they want it. So I'm sure it'll happen. O.J. Simpson has allegedly considered getting plastic surgery, according to Naughty Gossip. Source told the site that Simpson was...
Wait. You got to do the voice.
But for O.J. Simpson?
Well, this is a source. This is the source voice.
Oh, this is the source voice.
Yeah. See, this is like...
I don't know what the source's voice is.
We just imagine that there's this source like hiding in a hotel room stirring things up. Okay. So it's the voice of the person stirring things up.
Doop, boop, 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 beep. Simpson was freed early on Sunday. He was picked up by a friend, but now he's hiding. He's planning on getting a lot of plastic surgery, they say, and he will never be seen again. He just wants to be invisible.
Mm.
He's sick of being OJ. He wants to go away and never be bothered ever again.
Well done, sir. Well done. I think we should do all source voices.
I don't know why you had to be so secretive. I don't know.
I don't know. You could have also done it in the Valley Girl voice. That would have been interesting.
Oh, my God. Jonas Simpson wants to get plastic surgery.
His just wants to be invisible.
He doesn't like his nose.
All right. So we got some sad news to end on. But I think we're going to make it, we're going to spin it in a positive direction.
It's an action.
Yeah, it's an action item.
Yeah.
So Tom Petty is dead.
Yes, he did.
I believe that has been confirmed now by enough
people. It was wacky yesterday.
It was. It was all over the place. But I think we know now that actually did happen. And the bummer is I was going to go see him somewhere in the suburbs of Chicago like mm-hmm. 2 months ago. And I was like, he's not that old. Like, he'll pass this way again.
Right. Yeah, it was like a sudden heart attack. So yeah. It's really sad.
I think what we're realizing is that we need to make a list of people we need to see before they die.
Ooh.
And you don't know, it's not always the oldest people.
Right.
It's anyone who's kind of getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or anyone who you want to see that badly. So so throw one out, Johnny. Who would be someone you'd want to see before they die?
Speaking of Chicago, I want to see Robert Plant before not even before he dies, but before he decides he doesn't want to tour anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And I think there's one in Chicago coming up later on this year, and I want to see him.
Speaking of Chicago, I'd like to see Chicago. I know they're not touring as a group anymore, but I bet you the individual
members.
Get Peter
Stare back in the group.
Oh, yes. But the one I was going to throw out is Tony Bennett, because he is still alive, right?
He's like 95.
He's so old and he's still touring and he sounds great.
Yeah, still sounds
the same. And time I see his billboards, I'm like, no way. So there you go.
But we've come up with Bob Seger, Rolling Stones, Neil Diamond, and Huey Lewis in the news to round out our list.
We could probably add 25 more.
Oh, yeah. So that's the entertainment wrap for today.